I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Grambling State University interim president Cynthia Warrick will provide her deficit plan to the University of Louisiana Systems Board by next Thursday. Late last month, she discussed the plan with faculty and staff, announcing Grambling faces a $3.7 million deficit due in large part to decreases in enrollment. Warrick travels to Baton Rouge for the UL System Board meeting on December 12th, where she will officially discuss her ideas with board members. The current plan includes increases in faculty teaching loads, as well as furloughs, hiring freeze on non-critical vacant positions, possible closure of its laboratory schools. Warrick is expected to ask the legislature and governor's office to come up with a $762,000 shortfall to keep Grambling Laboratory Schools open next fall. A welcome announcement for a regional arts organization from the City of Monroe. The Northeast Louisiana Arts Council has received a large gift from the City Council, $30,000. The council voted to give the group the money to enhance the area's tourism industry. The Arts Council serves a 12th parish area. Councilman Ray Armstrong says it's money well spent. He says strengthening the arts strengthens a community. The money was already in this year's budget. It will come from the city's general fund. Both candidates in the U.S. Senate runoff are trying to show voters they can get things done in Washington, D.C. Republican Bill Cassidy has been promised a seat on the Senate Energy Committee if elected. ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says the move is an attempt by the Republican Party to dismantle Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu's campaign message.
That being, after Tuesday, it became, well, I'm the ranking Democrat on the Energy Committee, and we still have a seat on the Energy Committee. This announcement completely neutralizes this argument.
Senator Landrieu has convinced her colleagues to vote on requiring White House approval of the controversial Keystone Pipeline. Stockley says a vote for the pipeline and passage of any such legislation would allow Landrieu to argue she still has power in Congress.
She is able from her position to do things for Louisiana. She has been able to support energy policy for Louisiana.
Landrieu called for a vote on the Canada to Texas Keystone XL pipeline in the current lame duck session. Soon after, Republican House leaders announced lawmakers would vote today on a similar bill sponsored by Cassidy. After finishing third in Louisiana's U.S. Senate primary, retired Air Force Colonel Mara Manis is not shutting the door on another potential run for political office. Manis received over 200,000 votes in the November 4th election. He says he'd consider another run for office if he felt called to do so.
Ultimately, you know, if the people of Louisiana decide, and they're the ones who always decide this, that there's a need for a candidate like me to rise up and fight for them again, I'll be listening.
Manis had the best finish of a non-politician in a Senate race in recent memory. He is endorsed fellow Republican Bill Cassidy in December Senate runoff election. Manis says he and Cassidy have talked about their differences and feel he's the right person for the job.
And as a Republican in the race, I think it's the right thing to do, get behind him and help him get to victory on December 6th.
In addition to helping Cassidy when asked, Manis says he's looking forward to spending time with his family after 19 months of campaigning. He also plans to remain active with St. Tammany Parish Republican Associations. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, very mild conditions across the area today with a high only reaching into the mid-40s. Tonight, a few clouds with a low in the upper 20s.